Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this tangled web we weave. You know what I'm saying? When we judge based on what only we believe and not what God believes. All of us, man, we just people. We just trying to get through this thing called life, man. All of us made mistakes, keep on making mistakes. We made being conscious into a religion instead of a tool, man. I was trapped deep in this judgmental thing, too. I'm going to come at it like this. I had some thoughts about the black conscious scene. The red, the black, the green, Afrocentric routine. Whether we be consciously or subconsciously aware or keen, or just knocked on conscious. Now, of course, it's great to feel great about your race. Your nose, your face, your country, even your state. Your spicy foods, your unique attitudes. What makes me me, and you you. But all roots come from just one source, the creator. That's the missing link that justifies having slaves for the enslaver. Thinking one is lesser and the other's greater. One's lost, the other the savior. On the conscious scene, you'll find more greetings than in a Hallmark store. Where hellos are said and the brother nods his head. And what's next is his fist to his chest. How you doing, God? Oh, I'm blessed. In the conscious scene, there's more blessed human beings than there is grass that's green. At least that's how it seems. Bingo, saying blessed has become just lingo. Cause stress is how it really goes. When we think deep down and when no one else is around. In the conscious scene, we take things to the extreme. We won't call the sister a sister, we'll call the sister queen. But a queen is royalty, so we should treat her that way. But if you ask, does she feel like a queen, I wonder what she'd say. If she's conscious, she'd probably say, I'm blessed, I guess. Even if her relationship's a mess. In the conscious scene, we don't confess anything that's not perfect. It don't mean whack stuff ain't going on. We just quote our covenant to be strong and cover up and protect our seemingly righteous wrongs. Now, the conscious scene will judge you quick. If you now use rollers when you used to use a pick, or opposite, one day a perm, the next all natural. But what change did your heart undergo? Is a good heart determined by a fro? What if the KKK wore froze? Would they suddenly have souls? If I don't hug you on both sides, am I truly off balance? If I shake with my left hand, did I truly disrespect a man? Man, oh man, it's hard to be a conscious African. If you're conscious of a double stand, I mean double standard. Understand? Oops, I mean overstand. There it goes again. I guess it's just the way of the world, or maybe just the way of the word. Speaking of words, the conscious scene ain't down with the way Tupac and Biggie did they say. They ain't that something. They're just more blatant with their womenizing statements. While we're more slick, but we'll make booty calls just as quick. Like Atari, both of us controlled solely by a joystick. We dissed the white man for being so materialistic. Yet we the only ones going ballistic to get his material. We ice friends to make cream. We pass around a pipe just to have a dream. Yeah, God. I know God is higher than we are, but not higher than we are. Get it? We can stop calling each other niggas, but won't guns still have triggers? And won't our hands still have fingers? And won't we still be finger-licking, eating chicken, black folks? We must be proud of our roots, but there's no substitute for the fact that we're all whack, whether white, Jewish, Asian, Hispanic, Indian, or black. The truth is, we're all ruthless, and our love is as conditional as medical insurance. And without the man Jesus, we're hopeless. I say the man, not the slave ship, but the one spoke of in God's manuscript. And not the one painted with a pale face at your grandma's crib. And surely not the one of them churches that all preach and no less. If we gonna be conscious, let's start really being conscious about treating our wives with respect and not taking a welfare check. And start putting all fake jokers in straight up check. No more thinking with our joystick. No more taking chick flicks at Freaknik. While we say that the white man is still sick. Cause until we stop being such hypocrites, we gonna continue to be knocked on conscious. Can you dig it? 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 Can you dig it?
I've been wondering, can
What's up, family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B. My co-host, Diva Q, is holding the show down with me tonight. Hey, hey.
Hey. Hey, what's going on?
Girl, it's on. It's on and crackulating. A great show topic. But definitely want to let the people know that we are just always super excited, you know, to be right back here in the house with them once again, where we are always striving to encourage, empower, and just enlighten their mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, make sure you stay for the whole 60 minutes. And you will always find it once you subscribe to receive alerts to all of our future shows, because we do have a wealth of great stuff that's going to be coming through speakers, coming through your computer by way of Ustream, YouTube, and live.com, as well as some other exciting resources, whatever you want to call them. But definitely stay tuned for all those updates. And I also want to say, definitely you want to make sure that you visit needapublicist.webs.com. We want you to go ahead and create your profile right there. That's my southern dialect. I said right there. Austin, Atlanta, 10 years, I think I'm, girl, I think I'm funny. I'm funny. Tell them.
You are.
Tell them, Diva Q.
You are. Oh, man, everything. Oh, my goodness, everything. It's just, you know, everything that I can think of.
I'm
you know,
funny,
because I'm
all
feeling,
those things, right? Right?
Oh, yes, everything, you know. Everything is great, you know. So, I mean, just from, you know, the way I'm feeling, you know, I just feel phenomenal and just fantabulous, you know. Probably, how are you?
Girl, that's what's up. You said fantabulous. That's one of
fantabulous.
Okay, I think I made that
yes.
up. I think I put that in the Urban Dictionary myself a couple of years ago. I'm just
kidding. you know it's a real feeling, so I'm sure I know you're feeling me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, and just yesterday, oh, my God, I want you to give them the people something, some news. I don't even want to tell what news to give them, because I know you got so much news. But go ahead, girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, where does this start? This starts on Friday. Good old Friday. Let's see. We were just having a ball at the Crest in Hollywood. That's C-R-E-S-S in Hollywood. It's at the rooftop for Zane and Tipsy's performance. It was great. It was really going down. It was amazing. I loved it. I loved the view. The view was just breathtaking, and you know the people were upbeat. They were just really partying. You know, Carla, it was just great. You know, just I wish everyone that's out there could have been experiencing what we experienced, because we had a really good time. We had a really good
that
time.
That was what's up. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was just really wild. It was nice. It was beautiful. It was elegant. Beautiful views, you know, beautiful. So I really enjoyed myself on that. Did you, Carla B?
Oh, my God, yeah. You know, I did the Crest in Hollywood. We had the rooftop. We had the great VIP treatment. That's a great promoter who put that event on for Lil Zane and
yes.
50. Definitely catered to EOTM. Almost
definitely.
Team,
big
so.
Ups to them.
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. I enjoyed the Crest. Big ups to Zane and Tipsy. They did their thing. They put it down, and they had the crowd rocking. So it was a good experience for me. I tell you that, you know. And then Saturday. That was just. It was nice. It was relaxing. It was beautiful. There was beautiful music. You know, we're serenaded the beautiful music of the Pasadena Jazz Fest.
Right.
And it was just, you know, people of all cultures, all races, you know, just out. It was a more mature crowd. There were kids there. But they were out, you know, and supportive. And it was just a really nice atmosphere. Very nice. I loved it. We did really good interviews and took pictures and got a lot of knowledge kicked on us, Carla. Yeah, that was really, really good. You know, I know they big ups to Doc B.
Doc B.
Good big ups to him. I mean, that is a very, very knowledgeable and very, very powerful man, and I appreciate the intellect that he shared with us.
Right.
I would keep that with me. It was positive, it was uplifting, and it plugged a piece of me. I'm plugging that piece in me. So
yes.
Yeah, so that was a really good experience, you know, as far as the ambiance of the Pasadena Jazz Festival. So, you know, I look forward to going to that one again, definitely. And then Sunday, my goodness, we had to end it up on Sunday. Sunday was just, my goodness, it was like everything. It just was the icing on the cake. Sunday, you know, it was attending a video shoot, a live video shoot, you know, what goes on behind the scenes. We've seen everything. It was nice and met a lot of nice people. It was controlled. It was nice, you know. It was a lot of networking opportunities and photos, and, you know, it was a wonderful thing. EOTM was in the house. Carla? Oh, I think we might be having technical difficulties, so I guess we'll just keep it rolling on with me. But I got to meet Mac 10. He was singing his new, I don't know if it, I believe it was Glasses Malone, G Malone. I got to meet him. Big ups to G Malone and Mac 10 as well. But was able to meet them and had photo opportunities, you know, talk to them, you know, just converse, chopped it up, and, you know, they were really cool people. Really nice,
right.
Down to earth. Yes. Yes, Carla. I was just, they were really down to earth, and I had a really, really, really good time at that music video shoot. Yeah, so I had a really good time. Carla, what were your thoughts on it?
It was definitely a great experience for me. That wasn't the first video shoot behind the scenes that we've done, but it was definitely different. Had some crazy experiences, but that's another show topic that was on the like paranormal side when I thought I saw a ghost within my lens, but that's a whole different. But yes, for the most part, everybody was great. Great team of people. Beautiful home in Pasadena.
Beautiful
we'll
home.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be putting some pictures up and then doing some different blogs and stuff, you know, and things of that sort. So you guys can definitely make sure you stay tuned for that. And what I want to do really, really quickly, I want to take a quick commercial break. But before I do, I believe we have, I want to say this may be Say to Say that's calling in. Say to Say, is that you?
Oh.
Okay, and I thought it was Say to Say, but just hold tight. What I want to do right now is take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, you guys, and we'll get down and dirty, so to speak. With the show topic as far as conscious hip-hop, I want to let the people know right now that the phone lines will be open, so you can actually call in. The dial-in number is 718-664-6543. Again, that number is 718-664-6543. And make sure you call in. We want people to call in, not just the conscious hip-hop folks, but we want their counterparts to call in as well. So hold tight. We'll take a break, and we will be back in 45 seconds.
You better believe it.
Carla started, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say Too, they came through. Taking their debut in the recession, showing us how to make do.
In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey love crime from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for sight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got flaws with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media's a Maverick Tudor. With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr. Y'all know what it is, man. In the building, building.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to EOTM Radio, and we're actually broadcasting live from Los Angeles, and we are out near Crenshaw, and we are doing it outdoors, so you may hear a lot of background noise, so I definitely apologize for that. But definitely, it's a great, great segment, and we wanted to bring it out into the community, to the people. But I definitely want to let the listeners know that it's an exciting show lineup for you guys. The phone lines will be open. That number is 718-664-6543. We'll be exploring and hopefully we'll be have the opportunity to get into the minds of conscious rappers as well as their counterparts. What EOTM is doing is actually we're dedicated to bringing to light the presence of positive, constructive, and conscious ideals and messages within the world of rap and hip-hop and helping to raise a public awareness and spread knowledge and a new vision for the hip-hop community. Our hope are that we'll be able to bring a message of hope, peace, and harmony to the masses through these new series of shows. So with that, I like to I want to share a quick definition of conscious hip-hop, which is also known as socially conscious hip-hop. And it is a subgenre of hip-hop that focuses on social issues. It is not necessarily overtly political, but it discusses social issues and conflicts. Themes of conscious hip-hop include religion, aversion to violence, African-American culture and investment, the economy, or simple depictions of life in the projects or ghetto that reveal the struggle of ordinary people. I don't know if you guys, some of you guys that are listening may not remember Grandmaster Flash's The Message. It was an early and hugely influential political and conscious hip-hop track across the audience for conscious rap. Actually, you know, I mean, it's just so many great people, great artists that have came out of conscious hip-hop, but, I mean, it's a lot, but there's not enough, in my opinion. And basically, the audience of conscious rap has largely been underground, and most conscious hip-hop artists have not attained the same level of commercial success as mainstream hip-hop. So there are some very notable exceptions to this, we know, but, you know, it's still, I mean, there's no, it's no, it's not balanced at all, and it definitely should be. Q, what are your thoughts on this as far as, you know what, there's so much more, you know, the regular hardcore, you know, rap that, you know, is not the rap from back in the day. Is something totally different, and it really doesn't seem like there's no, you know, stopping it in the near future, or not necessarily stopping it because we're not trying to stop it, but just trying to change it, so to speak. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, I always feel that people, when they put their rap down, or however you want to say, write their lyrics, whatever, they say it from the heart, you know, it's something coming off the brain. So it's something that should not be changed because it is a person's thought. And everyone's thoughts are unique. You know, every individual has unique thoughts. Everyone's thoughts are unique. You know, they can be mimicked, but they are unique, you know. So, I mean, as far as separating them, no, but as far as, you know, as far as me, you know, I feel that mainstream, basically, you know, I feel mainstream media has failed us in a way. And the reason why I'm saying this, in my opinion, is because, you know, mainstream media, you know, there is public access. And, you know, since it's public access, that means it's the most accessible, you know, for anyone to get on. They can hear the radio station, mainstream media. And, you know, mainstream media, I feel it feeds you what they want you to hear. So when an artist is actually, you know, kicking lyrics for, you know, what he's been through social issues and through, you know, how he's lived or, you know, the things that he's seen or had to tolerate as far as, like, the law or, you know, just simply trying to get a job, you know, for them to not want another person to hear that, you know, I just feel that, you know, that's a fail in itself.
Wow. I mean, that's definitely well said.
It sounds like troll to me, basically. You know, if they don't want you to hear, they want you to hear only what they want you to hear or spin, which is, you know, right now it's like the biggest things are, you know, what a person's wearing, the jewelry that they have, what's in their mouth, the tattoos all over your body, you know, just glorifying things of, you know, an idol, you know, glorifying that instead of putting, kicking real knowledge and educating, you know, about life and the struggles growing up, you know, not to be hanging out, you know, all times of the night trying to smoke and drink, you know, and hang out with your buddies and try and impress your buddies as opposed to getting you a college education or getting you some type of education, getting you some kind of knowledge, a skill, a craft so that you'll be able to survive, you know. So, I mean, it glorifies the wrong thing, I feel mainstream media does. So that's the reason why I say it's a fail. Yes.
Right. Yeah. Definitely as far as glorifying the wrong things. And I'm just wondering, you know, where it all came from. How did the tide turn, so to speak? You know what I'm saying? When did it happen? Was it the NWA days or what? I got a text from somebody a little bit earlier today, but before I break that down, so that's going to get a little bit deep in it, I want to go ahead and see if I can unmute one of EOTM family. Trey Love is in the house.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? It's good to be on the phone with y'all. What's happening?
Man,
hey,
what's happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Hey. What's up, girl?
I mean, it's his eyes.
Yeah, definitely. It's crazy because I'm kind of hyped up a little bit in regards to the show topic today in regards to conscious hip hop, and you know what we're doing, what EOTM doing is definitely trying to bring conscious hip hop to life and make this you know this genre subgenre. Not necessarily underground. I don't want it to stay underground, and there's no reason why it should. There's so many great artists out there, and we know what it is. But what's your opinion on it and why it's not getting into mainstream media like it should?
Is that question posed to me or to Trey Love?
And that was for Trey Love.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason, here's my thing. You know what I've learned throughout being in the entertainment business? What makes entertainment, and I'm going to keep it real, is, and I hate to say this. I really do hate to say this, but I have to say this as an American citizen, a person who's cultured and learned some things about just diversity. People like the BS. People like the garbage. You understand? Like when you get, Young MC back in the days, Busta Move, you want it, you got it, you want it, you got it. Okay, that was hot, that was hype, that's what was going on. You had Tone Loke with Wild Thing. These were feel-good songs. You understand what I'm saying? Hammer. This was feel-good music. Music you could go to the club, you could play it, people going to dance. It's not sparking up any, per se, of the negativity. Now, let me show you what happened, transition. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my gangster rappers. I love hip-hop as a genre and as a music. But even my main man, Tupac, had a hand in taking the rap music that was feel-good music, that was uplifting music, the type of music that we make as black people, took it and made it derogatory, made it dirty, started talking negative things and calling women out of their names, as well started sensationalizing the dope game, started sensationalizing the quote-unquote gangster life, which has honestly, in a lot of ways, people pay attention to what's going on. It's affected our youth. Look at how many of our, because hip-hop is a black music. I mean, everyone listens to it, but it's a black music. But look at the influence that it's had on our children. Most of our children, our young black males are following their rappers, their basketball players, their entertainers. And when they're listening to this music, it's driving them and inciting them to do things that are causing them to be on probation, trouble. They glamorize going to jail. I don't find nothing sexy or glamorous or cool about going in no damn jail. But you listen to some of these rappers and everything today, and they, yeah, you know, I just got out. I did a bid. I ain't doing a bid on nothing. So that's all I'm saying. So I think that what it was is the sensationalism, the way it, you know, it kind of, it sensationalizes the stuff. And I think that's why it's more of a draw than, per se, your feel-good music.
Well, you know what, go ahead.
Can I say something real quick on that note, but what he just said as far as, you know, Tupac, I think that, and this is with all due respect, but I think that you may have things a little bit twisted. No. I know that you're not necessarily blaming it on Tupac, but I say it's a label, and I know that's what you probably meant as well. But
it
was Tupac.
Why I use Pac? I'm gonna explain why I use Pac. I'm gonna explain, and I want you to really understand this. I want you to think about where I'm going. First of all, being a militant, self, you know, being in with the Nation of Islam, I would never desecrate my brother. But what I want to sincerely say, though, is pay attention to what I'm talking about. Pac said this even in his own film, Thug Immortal, about when he went to jail, he felt like it was a rite of passage. And even in Pac's music, we love Pac, but how many times did Pac call, he justified it, but even still called a woman a bitch. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a person, you know, we all human. I mean, yeah, I done slipped and said it a couple times, but that's not nothing that personally, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I don't want my daughters listening to a certain type of music because I don't want them feeling comfortable or getting comfortable with a man calling them a bitch. So as much as I do love Pac passionately, listen to his music and bump it, I just use him as an example because he is another thing, too. I want to point this out. Tupac is dead at 25 years old. Yes, he's a martyr. Yes, he's a legend. But think about how many of our youth, after Tupac died, they didn't value their own lives because they felt like getting murdered and getting killed would make them a quote-unquote G. Understand what I'm trying to go here. Think about it for a minute. You know, I mean, just think about what I'm saying. I'm not in no way, shape, or form getting memory of our brother. But realistically, you have to look at, as leaders, the things we say do affect these children.
Right. And I definitely agree.
You're right about that. See, because I grew up with conscious hip-hop, you know, rap, hip-hop, whatever you want to call it, underground music, you know, listening to like KRS-One, which, you know, was my favorite because I, you know, my older brother would always play it and rap it, you know, and it had a message behind it. De La Soul, you know, grew up with De La Soul.
Awesome.
You know, a lot,
that's
I think,
the
I
kind
think
of music
a lot of, what's that?
What I was saying was De La Soul, stuff like that, you know, I mean, when you think about it, before N.W.A. hit, think about all the kind of music we used to listen to, man. And even Pac, before he was influenced by that. If Brenda's Got a Baby, Digital Underground. I mean, that was, I mean, you tell me Humpty Hump wasn't no slamming song. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I have to agree with you on that.
Public Enemy, Queen Latifah, you understand? They weren't punk.
Yes.
You know, Queen Latifah wasn't no punk, but she didn't have to curse and make herself, you know, some type of a bitch or something in order to sell records. You feel me? That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Well, I mean, I wish more conscious hip-hop would be out there. My question is for, you know, the public. You know, they should be asking, you know, about conscious hip-hop artists. You know, they achieve at the level. They don't achieve at the level and the success of what commercial mainstream media is making. And I'm wondering, you know, why is that? If it's something that could enlighten, that could empower, that could enhance, that could just, you know, just you know, just basically on your life experiences and you know, and power and you know, promote positivity, you know. Why not promote that on radio? Why not?
Is,
you know, why not do that mainstream?
Brainwashed. There is,
exactly.
Mind
that's why
I said
form of control. Oh, yes. Okay.
Exactly.
Sounds like control to me.
You say what?
It sounds like control to me. They want you to hear what they want you to hear, and that's it. Sounds like control to me. It's not anything that's enlightening, you know, just because you want to know how much money you spent on a watch or what kind, how many pairs of shoes you have, you know. That, you know, I understand what Trey Love was saying about, you know, glorifying. That's what I was saying, is glorifying, you know, something that's, you know, material, you know. And that's why a lot of people, see, a reason why a lot of people go off the deep end and lose it, because they were living that high horse and that glory road and living on the high horse pedestal. And when, you know, it so happens that, you know, that it's your time and God snatches that rug from you, you know, and you, I mean, Job's, when you have to open up your Bible back to Job's and, you know, and find out what Job's and find out what, you know, happened, what he had to, you know, what his ordeal was, you know, then, you know, it's like they're losing their minds, they're committing suicide. You know, just here today I was listening on the radio, and a man in Lake Havasu lost his mind and shot his ex, shot her boyfriend, took the kids, killed them, yep.
Took the kids, came out to Rancho Cucamonga. Now, Lake Havasu, you don't know where Lake Havasu is?
Down there,
yeah.
You know.
And,
yeah, okay. He had at least a four-hour drive out here with the kids after he then killed the mother and the boyfriend, went to his sister's house in Rancho Cucamonga, California, and killed himself. You know, senseless. You know, what was that for? So a lot of people do this. You know, a lot of people take their lives, you know, just because, you know, because they glorify too much. So, Trey Love, I understand what you were saying. Carla?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I got a question I want to pose to both of you, and I want to also let the listeners know we had a little bit of technical interference as far as with our switchboard, but we are back and up, so you can definitely call in. We'll be happy to take your comments. That number is 718-664-6543. I want to pose a question to both of you, and that is, has conscious rap failed us?
You want to go first, Q?
I think, like I said, I don't feel, in my opinion, I don't feel conscious rap has failed us. Because, I always feel it's mainstream because, you know, a lot of people, you have access to it. You can listen to mainstream media more so than underground. You know, but they do have people that still argue that underground music, the style of it, of underground music, that they don't, they feel like in essence that it's not underground because now, you know, nowadays, you have the web out there, and people are just getting on the internet and downloading it, you know. So it's like, you know, it's not underground. They're saying the whole word as far as underground, you know, that it doesn't come around. But, you know, I always feel that mainstream media basically is the culprit, I would say. I wouldn't say it's the underground at all because
okay.
Mainstream media controls what they put out there, and that's what you're going to hear and your kids are going to hear. So that's my opinion.
Okay, thank you.
I gotta jump right. You know what, Q? That was very well put together, girl. You know you make me proud. You more than just eye candy. You know you're not just fine, baby. You smart. I like that. I like that. I like that in you. No, but I have to totally agree with what you said. And Carla, the question: did conscious hip hop? Okay, when you say conscious, right? Like you go with a
right.
Person. Catch, like you know, when I bring up Public Enemy, you know, that's back, you know, me and Q, you know, we probably, and I know you probably back there with us too, Carla, you know, as far as back in that day, that was
yeah, I'm with you guys, I'm not as old, but I'm almost there, go ahead.
Yeah, dang.
Little old night rider.
Under the bus, Trey.
You see how he tried to do her, Q, somebody, I ain't that old, Trey. Anyway, I ain't that old, straight. Anyway, what I'm saying is, it was a time when Public Enemy was, I mean, and see, here's the thing. explain two genres of rap. You got Public Enemy, well, three, actually. You got Public Enemy, Run DMC, and Will Smith. Prior to Will becoming the $20 million movie box office hit that he is, people forget, a lot of the younger generation does not know, Will Smith used to be the Fresh Prince, a rapper. Now, if you listen to the types of songs he made, who know their history, Will won the first Grammy for a song called Parents Just Don't Understand.
Right.
Now, what rapper today, we got all these young rappers out here, 19, 20 years old, what rapper talking about their mama in their rap? I mean, like, and instead of acting like, man, my old girl getting on my nerves and saying, like,
right.
Man, you understand what I'm saying? This man won a Grammy making rap about parents just don't understand. Okay, let's go back in history again. Because, hey, your boy, I do music too, so see, you know I'm a hip hop head. I know I've been there, done that. When you got Run DMC, Run DMC was a breakthrough rap group. It would not be a Lil Wayne, a Jay-Z, a nobody had it not been for the groundbreaking Run DMC. Now, think about the kind of songs these guys. Now, they made a song called Raising Hell. That was supposed to be hard back then. I mean, who remember? Like, they made, ooh, Raising Hell?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, back then, that was considered, like, hard, risque. You understand? But they did make way. They made a foundation. So you got to think about what I'm saying. Run DMC, without being as brash as most of today, I'm not going to say all, but as most of today's rappers were very successful, Will Smith transitioned his rap career into a dynasty.
Right.
Got, wait, who else was on? I said one more name. I did Run DMC, Will Smith, and it was one more. And Public Enemy. Now, even though, you know, per se, Flavor Flav took it somewhat, you know, to, you know, the Flavor of Love, he went a little silly with it. They still, back in the days, those guys were considered like the toughest rappers that you ever could think of. Now today, and you know what's funny? I'm gonna tell you what I got a problem with the hip hop generation today. This is where Trey's problem come in. I'm a black man. I live in the United States of America, and I'll be damned if I'm gonna sit here and listen to another black man write records and rap records about killing me. My own brother, the guy I go to church with, somebody I went to school with, somebody who is a member of my family, somebody's daddy, somebody's cousin, somebody's uncle. And see, that's where, and hip-hop is our music. Hip-hop is black music.
Absolutely.
But what we don't do is we don't glamorize our race, our intimate, you know, who and what we are. We glamorize a piece of jewelry. And guess what? Listen to Kanye. They cutting African kids' hands off because they can't pick digging the coal mines to get us diamonds. People got to start paying attention to that kind of stuff. This is what we're glamorizing our record. What kind of are we? Understand? Hello? Somebody? Hello? Hello?
I'm here.
When is the last time, since the LL Cool J, straight up, it's very rare even now, like, when is the last time you really heard a rapper rap about a woman? I mean, we so down with the homies, we ain't even talking about women no more. What's up with that old gay stuff? Man, come
right.
on, man. Let's
what,
rap about
is it glamorized stuff like strippers and things like that? That's the reason
right.
why. I mean, they say it's so cool. It's okay to trick. It's cool to trick now, I guess.
Come on.
That's what I would assume.
I guess we come from a generation of class, because I'm sorry, ain't no tricking. If I can't sit down and talk to you and figure out a way to get you to make love to me, I don't need it.
Right. Right. Well, what I meant by when I asked the question as far as has conscious rap failed us, the way I look at it, my perspective is this. We do have some artists that came from underground, they were doing conscious, and they made it to mainstream. We have the Commons and the KRS-One and, you know, rappers of that sort. So they've made it. So don't you think that it's up to those artists to help, you know, bring conscious rap to the forefront, considering they've made it? You know what I'm saying? So they could, you know what I'm saying, help the next kid. Or, I mean, where does if you really believe in conscious music,
yes.
If you believe in conscious hip hop, you shouldn't sell yourself out once you make it there and just say forget about, you know what I'm saying, your people, because you have to be passionate about this particular genre if you're in it. not everybody is in conscious, and you know, conscious hip hop or conscious rap. So that's why I say that, as far as I believe in some ways they have, because I do feel like they could do a little bit more than what they are. I'm not saying they're not doing anything, but they could definitely do more. Unless you want to put the, bring the Illuminati in and then say it's the Illuminati, and it ain't going, you know, conscious rap is going to stay where it is.
I don't know what you're talking about with the Illuminati, but I want to say something, though, right? I really do want to jump in on this, Carla. Let me explain why these brothers ain't making records no more. You want to know why they ain't making records no more? Because the record companies are not signing them. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, do you think a person as poetic, as charismatic, as a Common doesn't have a plethora of nice, tight flows ready to go, studio, shopping his demo? Here's the thing. Nobody is putting – understand this, Carla, for real. It's a whole nother – it's a money machine behind everything. So when you ask that, a person such – now, I'm going to tell you this. It's funny you say that. Chuck D. Chuck D was a political brother. He's the Malcolm X of rap. Guess what? Chuck D put an album out. And even KRS-One, since you brought him up, when is the last time KRS-One put an album out? Not because he did not want to, because that money machine, that financial machine, would not put money into KRS-One. I don't blame it on the entertainers. I blame it on the money machine, which is the system, which in essence controls
the
basically
label.
All. Exactly.
The labels. And yeah, when it comes down to it, it comes down to that almighty dollar. I mean, that's why they say it's so wicked. You know, people do things that are out of the ordinary, you know, for money, for wealth, for whatever they can get tangible, you know, because, like I said, you know, mainstream media, a lot of rap today is glorifying and putting in these children's brains that it's cool to sag your pants or
speak
in a certain dialect when you don't, you know, or claim a gang, or, you know, have strippers and you know, just a lot of different things that are negative. You know, they're feeding this to our kids, and that's mainstream media. You know what I'm saying? If it don't have a beat, you know, one thing I want to say real fast is, music isn't just about the beat, you know, it's about the words, you know, listen to what the words, what is that person saying? That's his creativity flowing from his brain through his tongue. You know what I'm saying? That's something that's creative. That's something that's individual. So I always say, back to mainstream media is really bad for the kids.
Right. Okay, so you guys are saying that, you know, it's mainstream media, they're running it. But, okay, so tell me this, because I'm that educated when it comes to the music industry, but why do you have all these people like the, you know, all these different people with record labels? So the black rappers, they own their own label, you know what I'm saying? So why not, you know what I'm saying, bring a little bit of conscious music to the label? You know, I mean, it's not just, I mean,
yeah.
You know, so that's my question. I'm like, it's always,
you know,
they just don't want to do it.
Carla, hold on a second, Trey. Let me just say this, because I heard a couple people say this to me in talking, you know, and in passing and chatting up with me. A lot of people don't put certain, like the black labels, whatever, is because it's a jealousy thing, a power. Nobody wants anybody to get ahead of them. You know what I'm saying? You know, the key to life, it goes back to money, power, respect. They rapped about it. You know, it's key to life, money, power, respect, you know, and you know, if you have the money, you get the power, you get the respect. You know what I'm saying? You get respect because you have power, because you have money. You know, you can't get around that. So, you know, that's the reason why I say a lot of, like I said, public access, anything that has, you know, public access, you know, that's something that's huge, you know. So the people making the money behind that, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing.
Right. Let's go and take a quick break. We're going to put on some hip-hop conscious music from back in the day. I'm sure you guys remember Slick Rick. Hold tight. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Okay, and it's a conspiracy out here. It's a conspiracy. All right, let's try one more time.
Hey, y'all. but you see the light.
Even that's turned wrong.
Times have changed.
Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten?
Who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you all proud?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents have hurt you.
Hurts it and ashamed.
For ruining yourself.
And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these dopes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire people.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream, whoopee news. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you too.
And this is the legend
that the ruler you know, Rick threw, you know, and it's true.
You know what?
You're a disgust. You know someone that I can trust.
You'd feel marked well.
And you'd run and buy some dust and
plus, I must say,
big shot, you're not. Your friends are talking and I'm hearing that your girls are what? You didn't know? Go steal and rob.
And while you're at
go it, get a suit for a job. You see, you're acting like this urge is demanding.
Come on, wake up.
Have some understanding. Society's a weak excuse for a man.
It's time for the
now it's time to take the stand. Believe it or not, the Lord still shines on you. He
guides you,
and he watched you as you grew. Plus,
past the age of
a little child, that's true. But folk your age don't act like you do. So,
be mature
and put the boy to a home.
And if you're over 18,
I wish you'd act like an adult.
Don't live in a world
of hate, hate, hate.
Pull yourself together
and get yourself straight.
Men don't steal.
Hey, most don't borrow.
And if you smoke crack,
your kids will smoke crack tomorrow.
So be more mature. Make your own money.
Hey, be proud, that's yours.
You know why? Cause that's a man.
That brain's no spite.
Staying out of trouble
when it comes inside.
And a man never loses a fight.
In God's sight, cause righteous laws are overdue. And this is the message that the ruler Rick threw. And it's true.
Everybody, to EOTM Radio. This is Carla B. We have EOTM family in the house. Diva Q and Trey Love.
Yep.
I'm holding the show down tonight with me, and this is just a first. This is just a first introduction of a great series of shows that we'll be doing right here on EOTM Radio in regards to conscious music, conscious hip hop, conscious rap. And I want to put it out there that EOTM is dedicated to bringing light. The presence of positive, constructive, and conscious ideals and messages within the world of rap and hip-hop, helping to raise public awareness and spread knowledge and a new vision for the hip-hop community. And I'm not taking anything away from artists as such as, like, Glasses Malone, Lil Zane, you know, Tupac. I mean, I believe that there should be a little bit more diversity within music. And I'm with you, Q, what you said. You know, I mean, everybody, you know, this is a free world we live in, so to speak, or, you know, some people may beg to differ. But, you know, we can control what we want to do and what we want to listen to, yada, yada, yada. So, you know, I'm not trying to take anything away from those people, but show me other stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know, let me switch the dial and be able to listen to a radio station where there's some, you know, conscious rap. There's pop, there's rock, there's jazz, there's reggae, there's gospel, there's everything, but there's no, you know what I'm saying, conscious music has not made its way really to the airwaves like all the other genres of music have. So that's what we're trying to do here on EOTM Radio, and you could definitely check out the new series of shows. It'll be the first Monday of every month. We'll be having the Conscious Hip Hop show. I want you to just throw that out there really quickly. We've got about 9 minutes. But I want to someone just texted me. They said, it's time to put the brimstone back in conscious rap. And another person said, hip hop with souls and brains is what conscious music is. I want you guys' thoughts on those two comments.
They need to put the brimstone back.
Yeah.
I, you know what? I don't know exactly their thoughts as far as that, but if I'm going to assume
get it cracking again, I would think, you know.
Yeah, well, they need to actually, they need to really do better as far as rap today, because a lot of kids are growing up off of it, meaning that they don't have parents or they don't have the support in their homes, and they're listening to this, and they think that what's in the public is peaches and cream, I guess, 100%, until they get into the reality of, you know, the debt they can accumulate due to not being able to maintain that big house that you have. You know, you have to maintain that house, you know. There's a lot of things that go with it, you know, that you have to maintain. You have to maintain that lifestyle. Everyone is not able. You know, you might have money, but who knows what your situation will be on down the line. And mainstream media needs to stop. I feel they need to stop glorifying. They need to mix in a selection of conscious rap to teach, you know. If you're using the a public transportation system, I just want to say it that way. I don't know if that's what I should have, grammatically what I should have said, but any kind of airways, anything that you can get out information to a person, it should be positive. It should be of knowledge. It should be of education. Not to glorify something that would cause harm later on. Trey?
Right. Trey, what's your thoughts?
Well, the way I feel about it, first of all, brimstone, I got my GED. So y'all going to have to explain what brimstone means to me. I didn't learn it. Why are you laughing? I ain't learned that in GED class. Like, I'm trying to figure out what the person means when they say put the brimstone back.
Basically, get it fired up. That's what I'm taking from it. Get it fired up.
Oh, good. And hip hop back. Okay. And what's the other statement?
Let me pull it up.
The other statement, huh?
Yeah, it was what hip hop means to them is hip hop. I mean, what conscious hip hop is to them is hip hop with soul and brain. Hip hop
soul and
with
brain.
Soul,
yeah.
Oh, and brain.
Can I answer that? I apologize for cutting in, but I didn't even answer that question. But soul and brain, that's on a whole different level. It is your soul and brain because it's your creativity. It goes back to your thoughts, you know. And true people that put out meaningful music, being hip-hop or R&B or rock or whatever it is, it's music with meaning, you know. You put your thought into it. So, I mean, that's really deep. It's really deep. Trey Love, you have any?
Well, yeah, I got something. You know, I always got something. It don't matter what. I'm figuring something out. Well, the way I feel about it, here, you know, they said putting your brain back into it. You got to put your brain in anything, you know, because see, here go the thing. Even them killers, it take brain to go kill somebody. It take plenty brains and plenty talent to put together some creative killing somebody. So I wouldn't say that the brain is not put into it, because when you say brain, you take a rap artist such as a Jay-Z, and quite honestly, in my personal opinion, between Jay, Pac, and Biggie, them three right there, those are pretty much the greatest rappers that our time has seen. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you got your Eminems and your 50s and your Waynes. Those guys are great. My boy, I can't forget him. Tip, one of the greatest I ever heard hit a mic. But at the same time, when you're able to do like what a Jay-Z does, you know, Jay did what Will did with the movie industry. Jay took it single-handedly. Personally, I just have to give Jay-Z respect and props for that. He took it to an entirely different level. So, you know, it's fun, but he does glamorize certain things. I mean, we have to be real. But hey, what rapper doesn't? That's part of the style and culture. But I'm thinking what the audience is trying to communicate is that what we need to do collectively as an audience as well as artists. So, because see, we got to look at ourselves from the audience's aspect as well. See, I'm a consumer of music. So if I'm somewhere and I hear a certain song and I like it, hey, it's cool. And you know how most of us are. We just like the beat. We don't really even know what they're saying, but then when we hear, I chop somebody head off, I head off, you know, you're like, hey, you know what I'm saying? And you end up becoming, this ends up becoming rhythmic to you. So what we need to do as artists and as audience, be mindful of what we're putting out, and as audience, be mindful of what we're accepting in.
That's right. You're right on that, but I still feel that you do have to put your brain into it because you can't think with your skull. Right? Trey?
Oh, yeah, you can't think what you want.
Right.
One more time, honey. I'm trying to work
out. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that's why I said it's deep, you know. It goes in, you know, it's your thought process. You know, your thoughts are deep. Nobody knows what you're thinking about, you know, except for you. So, you know, that's a unique thing. So, yeah, that's why I say, you know, it's like a control thing, a mind control thing, you know, put out only what, if people are only used to what they hear, that's all they're going to learn. You know, they're not going to learn anymore. A person that's stuck up in a suburb somewhere is not going to know what goes down in the heart of the hood of the ghetto.
Absolutely.
Not unless someone is talking about it. And if they don't put it on mainstream media for people to hear it, that person or people will never hear that. So,
right.
You know, that's why I say that that's the reason why I say that mainstream media is a fail.
Right. Carnaby? I got you.
I agree with you. I totally agree with you, Q. I really do.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great, because our time is almost up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds each so we can go ahead and wrap the segment up.
And I'll go first.
You want to go first? Okay.
Yeah, I'll go first. I just want to say thank you to the listeners. You know, if you're not following me on Twitter, follow me at DivaQ with EOTM. That's DivaQ with EOTM. You can also MySpace me at DivaQ with EOTM. Or you can also Facebook me at my first name, Quadusa, last name, Anderson. So you can follow me, and we will keep you up on the latest and events and things that are happening with EOTM. And just want to say thank you so much, Carla. It was really nice. And Trey Love, it was real. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Diva Q. Go ahead. Trey Love with your 30 seconds.
All right, everybody, to the whole EOTM family, Stacey Briggs, I see you out there, sexy girl. Q, Carla, all y'all, Marcus, everybody, the whole EOTM family, Solomon, Stunner Magazine. Hey, I'm going to let everybody know. Make sure y'all go to treylove.tv and see what's going on. I'm the only black comedian that owns his own internet television station. So y'all better check your boy out and watch me ride. Tomorrow night on the Trey Love Show, we'll be none other than Miss Dramaganza, baby. We're going to bring it. Much love to everybody. TreyLove.tv, one for all, baby. Church.
That's what's up. And you guys make sure you are in the house on next Sunday, I believe. What day are you coming on air? Sunday or Monday is it? It's Sunday. Next Sunday, he'll be on air at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So make sure you're in the house. You lock it in. He's doing so much stuff. You can find out all the updates by visiting Trey Love TV. Trey Love TV, baby. But I want to, 1 minute of last words in regards to this segment tonight. It's very, very important to us, and I feel that we can overcome the ever-growing trends towards negativity in hip-hop and hold steadfast to positive beliefs and ideals while maintaining great success and influence. But we need your help, y'all. So I'm asking you guys, if you can, you know, just join us to make conscious hip-hop not just an underground movement, but mainstream as well. And it's going to take, like, you know, steps. It's like baby steps. We're like newborns in this again. Like the guy was saying, we got to put a little bit of fire to it and get things popping again. So definitely make sure you subscribe to receive alerts to these future shows, all of our future shows, but specifically the hip-hop, the Conscious Hip-Hop series. And you can subscribe by visiting www.eotmradio.com. You can follow me on Twitter by typing in EOTM or Carla Simpson, like the OJ. Peace and blessings, y'all. That's our time. Good night.